Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with the killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday on Joe and McKenzie. Listener discretion is advised.
We do Murder Monday to bring attention to Crime Stoppers. They let you anonymously give tips on any unsolved crime that might be in your area. Call them. You're not a snitch. You're trying to help out. It's 800-222-TIPS. That's 800-222-TIPS. Liv, the web girl, what are you doing today for Murder Monday?
So today I'm going to be talking about the West Mesa serial killer. And our story starts in Albuquerque, New Mexico in 2009 with Michelle Valdez. She's a normal girl, but in her early teenage years, she started to struggle and get into some trouble. At the age of 13 years old, she got pregnant, and that's when she started to go downhill rapidly. She gave birth at 14 years old, and she immediately drops out of school. Michelle's daughter ends up living with her grandparents, and Michelle starts to get involved in drugs through a boyfriend, and that's when the run-ins with the law occur. In 2004, she asked her dad if she can move back home, and her younger sister was furious and made sure this didn't happen. And this is the last time her family ever sees her. They finally realize after Christmas comes and goes, and they don't hear from her at all, that something is wrong. And this is when Michelle's family reports her missing. This is 5 months after she has asked to move back in. In July of 2005, the dad gets a call from a detective who notices that young women about the same age are all going missing from the streets in this area. She tells him she's doing everything she can to figure out where Michelle is. There are 5 young women in total that are missing at this point. One night, Michelle's family gets a call from one of her friends who is apologizing to the family about the news that they've heard of what has happened to Michelle. They don't know what this friend is talking about, and so the friend tells them that she heard that Michelle was stabbed and killed in the West Mesa. This friend got the information through a family member who was active in the streets and crime, like Michelle. The cops take note of this, and around the same time, there are rumors going around that there are women who are involved in the streets getting their heads chopped off and being buried in the West Mesa. And this is a vast open desert area that goes on for miles and miles. Years go by, and by the end of 2008, this detective has a list of victims that she thinks are all related, and she starts to collect the DNA from these families to try to get a connection. This detective has a final list of 18 women that she believes something happened to. And finally, on February 2nd in 2009, a woman is walking her dog in a subdivision in West Mesa, and her dog finds a human femur in a construction site where the dog was running around. The police realize this bone is new, and now they realize they have to start digging in this vast, vast desert to see if they can find more connections to these missing women. Maybe this is where they all have ended up.
Yeah, that could be the spot.
When we come back, we will learn what they find buried in the West Mesa.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of 3 bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with the killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday on Joe and McKenzie. Listener discretion is advised.
Liv the Web Girl, what are you covering today for Murder Monday?
So I am talking about the West Mesa serial killer, and you can see photos about this case at our Instagram, at Joe and McKenzie. Also, someone DM'd us and said that I said the word buried weird, which I just think is really
funny.
Have
you listened to the show? We don't say any words correctly, but thank you.
We're not great at speaking.
Yeah, it's not our forte.
So when we left off, a dog found a femur buried in the West Mesa that belonged to a young female, and the police start to search and dig up this area. As they're searching, they keep on finding more and more and more human bones. As they're putting them together, after weeks, they realize they have found the bones of 11 dead human bodies.
Wow.
They slowly start to match these bodies with the girls on the detective's list that had been missing for years. They realize that the eighth set of bones they find belonged to Michelle Valdez, the girl who had been missing that we talked about in the beginning of the story. They pull the satellite footage from this area, and at first it's nothing, but they keep pulling the satellite footage from year after year after year. When they pull it from 2004, they can see tire tracks from the road to this burial site where they found the bodies. And they find four bare spots where they can tell something has been buried. When they pull satellite footage from just a year later in 2005, there are 11 bare spots where something has been noticeably buried with more tire tracks.
That's so crazy that they thought, like, I would never think to use satellite imaging.
Right.
But they did.
They just went on to Google Earth and they could tell, which means more dead women just from 2004 to 2005. And around this time, the media is crawling all over the story and they're posting pictures of all of these 18 women. And this is the first time they're all publicly connected. 6 weeks after they start digging, 10 of the women in the detective's list were all found in bones buried in this area. They stopped digging by that April, and all of the bones they found belonged to women that all fit a similar description. All these women were involved with prostitution in some sort of way, and they all went missing in 2004. The FBI puts a profile together of who this killer could be, and they assume he's between the age 35 and 50. He lives alone or he travels a lot. He's familiar with the prostitution trade, and he's probably had a couple run-ins with the law. That is very broad, so they really struggle.
Doesn't really narrow it down, if you ask me.
Not at all. So in the summer of 2009, they still have no suspect, so the FBI puts out a $100,000 reward. And still nothing happens. They start to go over past arrests in the area because they think the suspect has had run-ins with the law, and they specifically look up arrests involving prostitution because all of the women had had involvement in it. They had some theories of men that could have done it, but never had enough evidence to actually convict or arrest anyone for these murders. The police never have released how all of these women were murdered, and they continue to look for the killer. They have found a group of similar women that have gone missing in Texas and Pennsylvania, but nothing big happens until 2010 in Missouri when the FBI goes to a man's house and just swarm it and start collecting as much information as possible. This man was a photographer who would visit New Mexico regularly to visit the state fair, which is very close to the West Mesa. And in 2004, he was there working on a job taking pictures, and the cops and the FBI confiscate hundreds and hundreds of photographs from this house. The police still have not released how they got turned on to him in the first place, but they clearly did not find enough information from the search because he was never arrested. He is still listed as a person of interest, and the police believe that this guy who murdered all of these young girls is still out there, but he has picked up and moved. In October 2016, the police released super grainy still shots of this video, and it is of two women, and they're asking the public if anyone can identify them because the police believe that they have information about the West Mesa murders. And nothing has happened since then. This case is still unsolved, and they are still looking for the serial killer that murdered all of these young women.
See, that's what creeps me out when they don't have the person. Like, maybe they passed away, but maybe they're still out there.
So chilling and so scary.
Live the Web Girl with Murder Monday here on Joe and Mackenzie. Thank you so much.